ever heard of the Evergreen Wood myth? Otherwise, I'll tell you about it. It happened on a clear summer night, the stars were twinkling, and the rays of the moon passed through the foliage of the wood. The moon was particularly illuminated the river, where were two young girls.
I will take care of the tents, and I will take out what we need for the aperitif.
Okay, perfect. I'll take care of the fire. I'll get some leaves so that it takes faster.
Nice. Do it quickly. The night will soon fall.
Yes.
Their excitement was spreading around them. They chose the perfect time to camp. It has been one of their dreams since their childhood to camp on a wood, just the two of them. It's been 4 hours since they arrived at the camp, and the sun is already gone, so they have to set up the tent with their only light, the moon. But Lucy, a brave curly-haired, devoted herself to pick up the wood to make a campfire. Monica is not alone, but she still tries to set up a tent in vain. She moves away to find her jacket, but once she faced back, she heard a weird noise. She immediately turned back to see what is going on, expecting the tent to be broken in 1,000 pieces. Actually, it was totally fine, but the noises continued.
Lucy, where are you? It's pretty dark outside.
I'm here, come now.
What's going on?
Look, this little dog, he seems lonely.
Oh my god, take him with you. He seems to be hungry.
Let's go back to our camp, Monica.
Yes, I follow you.
Did you have fire?
Yes, in the middle of my pocket, in my bag.
Fine, I got it. It's so dark, it's scary, don't you think?
Yes, but don't worry, Luce. The dog will protect us.
Oh, don't you hear the noises?
You're paranoiac, Luce. Enjoy the moment. It's just the two of us and the dog.
Okay, well, you're right. Let's go to sleep. It's getting late. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
The calmness of the night was interrupted by shock waves which spread in the ground every second.
Mo, you hear it?
Oh, yes. I hear it. I believe you now.
Where is the dog?
I don't know. He was sleeping in front of me.
Well, we don't have the time. This thing will kill us if we stay here. Run!
Come with me. I know a way. We need to go in front of the river and follow the big tree.
Are you sure? I hope the dog is okay.
Yes, I think that he just ran away. Well, we need to run very fast.
Okay, I follow you.
Look, there is something behind this tree.
Oh my god, the dog seems strange.
This is absolutely not the dog.
This thing is huge and he looks like a monster.
Yeah, it looks like the dog, but he's not like earlier. That's weird. I don't like that.
The dog turns into the creepiest beast. He's a monster. His body became very muscular and he became 3 meters tall. His hair grew a lot. The dog became a real and aggressive monster.
Lucy, run! Our life is in danger.
He grabbed my feet! Monica!
No! Lucy, catch my hand!
Monica! He's changing me! He catch me! Please, Monica, help me!
It was too late for the girls. The monster grabbed Monica's head and tore it off. Monica's dead body collapsed on the ground. He then reached out to catch Lucy crawling to run, broke her body in half and ate it. This cute little dog had just killed them in a simple fraction of seconds. That's why you shouldn't go to Evergreen Wood at night, and if you feel shockwaves on the ground, you should run as fast as you can.